Listen to me now as we continue to celebrate the happy, joyous birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, as we convert in the idea of this new era of celebration, the idea that the light has come. Oh, my child, if you knew what God wills for you, your joy would be complete. And what He wills has happened, for it was always true. When the light comes and you have said, God's will is mine, you will see such beauty that you will know that it is not of you. And out of your joy, you will create beauty in His name, for your joy could no more be contained than His. And look with me, dear ones, this bleak little world will vanish into nothingness, and your heart will be so filled with joy that you're going to leap into heaven, out into the galaxy, and into the presence of God. Look, it's time for you now, isn't it? It's time for you to really look, for your heart has become ready at last. And I can tell you and remind you constantly now of what God's will has been as we celebrate His birth and resurrection. Listen with me, let's look at it. The way is not actually hard to convert to light, but it is very different. Look, yours as a body is the way of pain and death, of which God doesn't know anything about. Now, that way, of course, is hard, and it's very lonely. Fear and grief are your guests, and they go with you and abide with you on the way. But you listen to me in this continuum of time. The dark journey is not the way in which we celebrate our rebirth. Look with me, let's walk in light. And we don't see those dark companions that appear to be reflections of light by which we have held ourselves in the bondage of ourselves, because they're simply not fit companions for the Son of God, who was created of light and in light. Look with me, the great light always surrounds you and shines out from you. How can you see these dark companions of reflected ideas of pain and death in a light such as this? Look with me. If you see them at all, it is only because you're going to deny the light within your own mind. Now, but deny them instead. Deny your darkness, for the light is here and the way is clear. And you decided to go with me and heal the sick and raise the dead, because God hides nothing from His Son. Even though perhaps your idea of yourself would hide Himself from yourself. Yet the Son of God cannot hide His glory, for God wills Him to be glorious and gave Him the light that shines in Him. And you will never lose your way again, for God is going to lead us now, isn't He? When you wander, you but undertake a journey into death that is not real. The dark companions, the dark way, are all illusions of your mind. Turn toward the light. Turn toward the light. That little spark in you is part of a light so great that it can sweep you out of all the darkness forever. For your Father is your Creator, and you are like Him in the entirety of the conversion of the power that you intend to use now in the realization of yourself. I see you're still with me. There's a great deal of enjoyment for me. Okay, I'm using the scripture. There's a great deal of enjoyment for me in the idea that you would share with me in the certainty of the perspective of the conversion of our minds, the necessity for a process of reaching conclusions about what you want to be your body formulation. Because the reasonableness of my teaching will become more and more obvious to you. Now, the idea that I am going to teach you, look with me, the very simple necessity for you to conceptually to decide in your own mind what you want to be true are the power of decision that are inherent in you. Okay, I'm very much aware that you are considering yourself to be a factor of light in which you intend to hold on to the idea of the faculty of light. Yet I notice with increasing frequencies of the power of the revolutionary factor of the conversion of the dark form that you are beginning to make more and more applications of the recognition of your own body formulation. Now this is the teaching of Jesus. In the idea of his return in the brightness of your mind, into a factor of the cosmological idea of dark energy. I love to teach the idea that the power of your mind out in the universe, come on now, I'm going to teach you as the great scientist who is very much aware that there's a universe out there, yet he suffers from a condition in his own mind, if you want to look at it with me, say to me just for a moment, I'm curious, say to me, fear.
Fear.
Of course. Can I ask you something in the definition of yourself? What are you afraid of? Come on, I'm going to teach for a moment. The idea of fear, the idea of loss, the idea of sacrifice, the idea that you are contained in this body formulation, and are reflecting back to yourself the cosmological idea of the containment of you that holds you in the bondage of yourself, are obviously why you're here. Come on, consciousness one. You're going to describe to me the idea of yourself in that body form. We're going to look together out into the universe. We're going to discover 186,000 miles a second. We're going to look at the millions of years it's going to take us to see these galaxies of power of light. Why? Look with me. How can that possibly available you if you are in a relationship of the retention of thought processes within your mind that do not make the very fundamental admission, and we're going to practice what the heck if I'm going to train your mind. Say to me, when you say that, say to me, the universe is thought.
The universe is thought.
Yeah, come on now, you're in a consciousness idea of yourself. I'm not questioning the decisions that you're making about yourself. Very simply, the conditions that you're making about yourself are going to what? They're going to establish how you feel about yourself. Here comes a conversion of light who someone who is recognizing. You just met him. Let's say you met him somewhere else. He looked at you, okay? You looked at her. And you suddenly remembered together another continuum of time that you occupied in your association of form, where you now contend to stretch it from the old association, this is back when Jesus began his conversion of mind, up till this present condition, in which you are bringing all of your old ideas of yourself up with you, you're projecting them into the future, and you're living within that arrangement of the retention of the dark form. Are you ready? Say to me, of who I'm not. Now, the reason you know you are not that, and now I'm performing my acts of healing, are very simply this. The energy conversion of light in the definition of what you see in the perspective, I'm going to give you one more term, say to me, resurrection.
Resurrection.
Yes, in the idea of the reappearance of Jesus in a factor of light reflection. As a minister, you have decided to travel with me now out into the world where the figures of separation of body form that have identified you as that body. Thank you for that. Oh, now, could you see what occurred there? We began to share ideas of the light. trust me with this, at that moment, you were healed and whole and perfect. Listen with me now about these healers, and there's a lot of them now. When they go out, come on now, and heal with the Holy Spirit of light energy, you immediately attempt to identify them as body forms and therefore can find all the reasons to deny the simple fact that the power of light to make a single decision is yours to make. Okay, will you trust me with this? We've decided that the new ministers of God are going to release the defenses of themselves momentarily without the need, perhaps, to identify themselves with Jesus and allow a factor of the shortening of the distance by which they had journeyed on into another death sequence as they come back into their own mind, perhaps to suffer just a moment of terror and fear in which the death episode occurs at last in its finality, and they realize that they have sprung up into the light, that's who they are, as you sprang just there. This is a whole different continuum of time about the light that you want to see. Now, suddenly you're looking at me as a body form, and you see, come on, teach from there. That was beautiful. Now, you may discover to your amazement that where that sickness of your heart condition was, where the idea of all the new suffering that's going on in definition of the medicines that are necessary to retain you in this sequence are simply applications of defensive ideas of remaining within that body form. Yet your body form, from all of your descriptions, is undergoing continuing changes in the molecular idea of the containment of your own mind. Here's what freedom is. The moment that you decide not to decide, the frequencies of the conversion will increase in their intensity. Because the light that's going to be shining on you in just a moment will heal the sick and raise the dead. Now, in that idea, I have no requirement that you see the disease within me. My concern is that you undergo a revelatory idea that the light energy that surrounds you, say to me, are where my fear lies. Oh, sure. Remember when I taught cosmological anti-gravity? Can you see that? What does that say?
Cosmological anti-gravity.
Yeah, it's an indication that you're afraid of the penetration of the light because the gravity ideas are the resistance of you within the idea of what gravity is. Yet each time you tell me, talk to me about weak gravity all you want, the reason that you are here in the non-converting agency of the idea of who you think you are in the light factor, very simply, you've decided to occupy yourself in a place that is no longer there. Come on now. The idea that the place that you are in, as Jesus reminds you on his return here, as he looks about and sees the activity of yourself, he says very simply, there's a whole universe out there waiting for you if you will utilize it within your own body identity. Because utilizing it within your own body identity are why on this beautiful Christmas day we have decided as he was born into body form and as we have gone out into the world looking for him, he has endowed us with power to make decision about what we want to see, admitting very simply that we are already deciding the outcome that I want. If you want me to be this 80-year-old body formulation, you will see me as a reflection of what you want to see within your own light. You will then establish a parameter of the containment of yourself and have another death experience. Yet each time you undergo a death experience, it doesn't seem to avail you anything. These are the great teachings that I love to perform. No one can deny you access to the decision that you want to make about yourself. But in the conclusion that it's possible for you to make in the entirety of the disappearance of space-time. You will see gloriously as you look out into the universe and thought that there was no possibility of it being available to you within your own self-concept. Listening, that indeed the whole universe, the activities of eternal creating light, was only your own self. How you look at yourself in the power of your mind to make the decision about what you want to see are the certain indication that while you may get a reflection of what appears to be out there in the identity of yourself, on this Christmas morning, as we welcome the little children opening their gifts in those moments of joy, we can welcome each other in the moment of sharing the joy of the conversion of our body formulation in the idea of the power of that light, in the idea. There it was. Look with me. Thank you for that. We share this with me in the reappearance. Never mind the world out there. The reflections of dark form within the place that you find yourself are so dim in the reflection of the power of the decision that you're making about yourself that they're totally meaningless. Now, perhaps what you felt just then in the idea that you were healed, say to me, fear.
Fear.
Oh, yeah. Just for a moment, you let that dark form come into you, and when you didn't protect yourself, it converted the agency of how you wanted to feel about yourself within that light formulation. The new continuum of time that is surrounding you is nothing but a factor of the power within your own mind to decide the outcome that you want, that you had previously reflected out into the light and protected yourself from the old experience of yourself and had lived within that containment. Will you listen to me about the celebration of the new year that has now come into our perspective? He was born, wasn't he? He raised up within his frequency of a body formulation within, what do you call this, a 2,000-year cycle, with a universe that's 14,000 million years old, that the cycle of Homo sapien is what, 40,000 years, 50,000, 100? All I'm telling you is that all of it within the idea of locating yourself in space-time is over, and that the power of that decision to see the light is yours to make, very simply until this moment you've denied it within your own mind. Now, having caught glimpses of it in your mind, you've decided, that's what I want. I don't know what it is. It looks awful dark out there. At that moment, you may not see that you're the cause of the dark, but you listen in this anti-gravity idea by inviting the evilness of you, the dark one, the one that you hate, the one that you never intend to forgive, the grievance that you're holding against all of the activities of your own mind, are what darkness is. And as you forgive the idea that the conflict that you had laid the blame on your brother for, you understand in the healing process of the idea of your own mind, as Jesus so vividly reminds you, that until you forgive the aggregation of that reflection of light. You've been listening to me a little bit? The idea of healing the sick requires that you recognize yourself within the circumstances of the exercising that a guy a moment ago you were doing everything you could to protect yourself from turns out to be you. Now, at that moment of the gift of giving, I increase the frequency of the recognition that I have converted my body formulation and am able to heal the sick and raise the dead. Listen with me about the healing that just occurred in that light factor. There, that just occurred in that light factor. Let's share the joy that he has returned with us and we're about to escape out into the universe. Listen. light has come, and I have forgiven the world. Dwell not upon the past today. Let it go and come on into now. Keep a completely open mind, washed of all past ideas, and clean of every concept about yourself that you've ever had. Why? You have forgiven the world today, and you can look upon it now as if you never saw it before. You do not know quite yet what it looks like, but you're beginning to get more light. You merely wait to have it shown to you. And while you wait, now we're in whole ideas about the repetition of the declaration of you. Be very patient with me in this. The light has come, and I have forgiven the world. Thank you. Realize with me that your forgiveness of the guy that you were holding that grievance against entitles you to vision, even though you weren't certain you were the cause of it, because you're determined that you've had enough of this. Understand that the Holy Spirit never fails to give the gift of sight and light to the forgiving. Believe he will not fail you now, because you have forgiven the world. And he will be with you as you watch and as you wait. Be patient. He will show you what true vision sees. It is his will, and you have joined with him. Wait patiently for him. Easy does it. He'll be there because the light has come and you have forgiven the world. Tell him gently that you know you cannot fail because you trust in him. And tell yourself that you wait in certainty to look upon the world that he promised you. There's our promise. From this time forward, you are going to see differently. You are going to see differently because the light has come. And you will see the world that has been promised you since time began, and in which is the end of time given you in a joyful reminder of your release, and we're going to practice it as a special celebration. Give thanks for mercy and the love of God. Rejoice in the power of forgiveness to heal your sight completely. Be confident that on this day there's a brand new beginning for you. Without the darkness of the past upon your eyes, you cannot fail to see today. And what you see will welcome you, because the light has come, and I have forgiven the world. And the light has come because I have forgiven you. And we're going to take today in the serenity in which God would have you be, to keep the awareness of yourself and everything you see today as we celebrate the beginning of a new vision and the sight of a real world which has come to replace the dark, unforgiving world that you thought was real. And the dark, unforgiving world that you momentarily had thought was real within the perspective of yourself. Most of you now in this bright light, in this new continuum of time, are finding yourself in an entirely different continuum of time. Look with me. I'm here now with you. If you can see me in the presence of the teaching of forgiving your enemy, in the realization of your self-responsibility, the progress that you will make in a new light formulation will increase correspondently with your release of the defense of the mechanism that is why the cycle in which I find myself as this 80-year-old body formulation, are you listening, mean absolutely nothing. Because the power of decision about what I want to see are contained within my mind, not in my body. And that's what you and I have recognized together, haven't we? But we have recognized together is a communicating device of what we term Holy Spirit of energy that has absolutely no concern about the concept of yourself that has held you individually in the idea of your fail to recognize that you are instilled with inherent power to leave this continuum of time and journey with me into the universe, because the light is all around you now. I'm going to leave you in the sequence. You listen to what's going to occur in this little interlude, and when you come back, you're going to be entirely different than you were. Because you're entirely different than you were right at this moment, aren't you? You're entirely different. That's what's making you happy. You're no longer burdened with the idea that you're a body. Because joy is going with us everywhere as we say together, God, bless us, you and I, in the joyous moment of love that I'm feeling for you, in the conversion of our recognition that this world is over. This world is over, and it's gone, and we're in the light of the world. The light of the world. The light of the world. Listen about the gift of freedom of light. If God's will for you is complete peace and joy, unless you experience only this, you must be refusing to acknowledge His will, because His will does not vacillate, being changeless forever. When you are not at peace, it can only be because you do not believe that you are in Him, yet He is all in all. And His peace is complete, and you must be included in it, because His laws govern you because they govern everything. You cannot exempt yourself from His laws, although you can disobey them. But if you do, as Jesus reminds you, and only if you do, you're going to feel very lonely and very helpless, because you are simply denying yourself everything. Listen, I am come as a light into a world that does deny itself everything. It does this simply by disassociating itself from everything. It is therefore an illusion of isolation maintained by fear of the loneliness that is itself the illusion. Listen, I said that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's why I am the light of the world. If I am with you in the loneliness of the world, the loneliness is gone. You cannot maintain the illusion of loneliness if you're not alone and I'm with you. My purpose then is still to overcome the world. I don't attack it, but my light must dispel it because of what it is. Light does not attack darkness, but it does shine it away. If my light goes with you everywhere, you're going to shine it away with me. And the light becomes ours, and you cannot abide in darkness any more than darkness can abide wherever you go. And the remembrance of me is very simply the remembrance of yourself. Now listen, you were in darkness until God's will was done completely by any part of the sonship. Look, when this was done, it was perfectly accomplished by all. How else could it have been perfectly accomplished? My mission was simply to unite the will of the sonship with the will of the Father by being aware of the Father's will myself. This is the awareness that I come to give you, and your problem in accepting it is the problem of this world. Dispelling it is what salvation is, and in this sense, I am the salvation of the world. Now, here's what you do with me as Jesus. This world therefore despises and rejects me because the world is to believe that love is impossible. If you will accept the fact that I am with you now, you are denying the world and accepting God. Why? My will is His, and your decision to hear me is the decision to hear His voice and abide in His will. As God sent me to you, so will I send you to others, and I will go to them with you so we can teach the idea of the peace that I'm sharing with you. In the simple idea that in this final sequence of time, in the idea of the birth of my Savior Jesus Christ, we're going to celebrate momentarily together that those around us are beginning to share the idea of that happiness with us. We practice with me just a little bit without regard to how you seem to be in your body formulation. Thank you for that. Here's what occurred just then. The idea of the possibility of increasing a frequency of self-recognition in the moment of the location in which you find yourself, are what the healing process is. Yeah. I'm going to practice a little healing, should I? Here's the idea that the sequence of my body form is undergoing regeneration of the cellular establishment of my body without regard to what my body appears to be. There's a lot of healers now going out, aren't there? Christian healers who are going out and they're using the Holy Spirit to be a provision for the conversion of the light. What did we just read together? When you can't see it within the faculty of your own physical awareness, you will defend yourself from it and you're going to attack yourself. Come on now. That's not because I say so. It's because the faculty of deciding the outcome that I want are contained only in my own mind. And if I intend with Jesus to go out and heal the sick and raise the dead, I'm going to have to continually examine my own relationship with myself. I know you're not going to like this. Say to me, forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Now, each time I hold a perspective of trying to heal you, for example, here's a good example of what happens. There's some new healers going out. Who did I mention, a guy?
Ben.
And I love him. I'm going to stay with him just for a moment because he's decided that the factoring in the manner in which he heals in what appeared to be his physical body formulation is actually not how he's healing. He is using the power by not deciding that somebody out there is sick. Come on, he knows it perfectly well. This is why this whole idea of using that power without a definition of the mechanism of healing are what the loss of the need to defend yourself is. If you defend yourself in the idea of carrying the mission of a remedy around with you, you will have to be, this is what Benny does, you're going to have to be seeing somebody as sick out there and he wants you to heal him. You listen to me. He can only be healed directly by changing the power that's available to him through the resurrection of Jesus Christ in his power to make that decision within his own mind. Thank you for that. Here, look with me. Thank you. That was a joyous moment of healing, actually in a time cycle that didn't have anything to do with the world. Now perhaps this sequence of time is going to be over. Come on. I'm going to share this with you. I'm appearing as what you term a master. I'm a master teacher, the master Jesus Christ, who teaches resurrection of his individual body, is appearing with us now. Say to me, physical.
Physical.
What an amazing idea. This is the idea of the healing factor. Let's use a good Christian healer. All Christian healers recognize the necessity for the healing factor of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All good, ostensibly, teachers of Christianity recognize that while they went through a factor of the idea of death in their idea of themselves and their own participation, that he has converted within his mind, it's called resurrection, the idea that he rose and left this continuum at that moment. He denies the idea of death. At that moment, when he appears within this frequency of time, he simply uses the power of decision that is in his own mind through the Holy Spirit to recognize that the power of the universe that's out there can bring about a healing in the increase of a circumstance of light that's surrounding us. I was with Benny, and we love to teach the idea. There are other associations that are going to hear it. You listen to me. My fundamental concern, and this obviously actually has nothing to do with Jesus or Christianity or all the means by which you use to identify yourself, but it is important that you see this. Since you are defining with me the idea of the possibility of converting within the galaxy, the idea of dark form, in your failure to to be able to journey out into the universe, you are going to have an experience of the conversion of your body. Now, if you want to be gratified by the idea of the utilization of a decision that you are constantly making in your own mind to keep your sickness and then ask me to heal you, this is how Benny does it. My concern are, at that moment, you have simply refused to use the inherent power of God that is in you to be whole and perfect as you were created. Here's the faculty of converting the light. You are going to be whole and perfect as you were created, no matter how long you intend to construct the idea of bringing your old associations into the parameter of conscious, living as this 80-year-old factor of light, when all you would have to do, now I'm looking at you there, now, I have no concern about the age of your body at all. Most of you, remember, will be less than 2,000 years old. Because the memory of the resurrection of Jesus in that 2,000-year cycle are as much evident at this moment as they were 2,000 years ago. You listening to me? Or 40,000 years ago. Because the distance between the idea of the necessity to convert the space-time that you occupy are nothing but the idea that once you maintain the idea in your darkness, you will protect it within your own mind, rather than simply realize that the mistake of the idea that you could have been located in this space-time has not been corrected. In the effect of the healing process, and here's Jesus here, thank you. Thank you for that. What's happening now is you go out into the world, you're coming up to particular intersections celebrating Merry Christmas. You're putting money into the donations of yourself. You're going into the grocery stores and celebrating together all of the activity. You want to share this with me? Every time you have a thought about giving, you're whole and perfect. I'm trying to get. Thank you. Now, it is not that you may not at that moment forget that you had the thought, but you listen to me. In the entire cycle of time, no matter how far you project it into the future, there is a time in you when the recognition of the love that I'm feeling for you at this moment, as you shared with me, okay, when you decided to go out and take your Christmas gifts out to the world, when you decided that Santa was really there, when you sat and told him what you wanted for Christmas, when you had the enjoyment of the beautiful music that you've been listening to with me. Listen, all of them are only acts of giving. And I give you one psychological advantage over me. Say to me, you want to practice the idea there's a single source of reality, no matter how much it offends you? God only gives. That's how you know you're His Son. Now, the moment that you recognize within the faculty, using the Holy Spirit of light energy, you begin to offer it to the world out there. Then, the peace of God, as we declare it in the Christmas celebration, is upon us, isn't it? And the peace of God in the recognition of that little boy born in a stable, born in Jerusalem, born in Bethlehem, are converted to a moment where you're walking along the street, contained within a memory of each of us being raised up in the idea that we are suffering conditions of pain and death, are an increase in the frequency of the recognition that the idea of Jesus in the physical body, in His resurrection, are why He has come back to celebrate this whole new anniversary of a continuing of time that you are beginning to recognize. Just a moment here about the idea of how the healing is accomplished. If you brought all the pain and death, loneliness with you, it's impossible you did not project it into the future. As soon as you see it in the future, you depend on the past. you now organize yourself in this continuum, and you use the idea of medication, for example, the idea that I must take this in order to be well. It's perfectly proper with me. You may take whatever you want in the idea that the formulation of that body requires nutrition and all the things that you go through. Now let's look at me. I do not practice that in my mind. Having had the entirety of a devastating experience by inviting into myself the certainty that I was unable to solve the idea of my protection, there it was, I became dependent on a new light source that penetrated into my being. That was beautiful. As I saw it, well, did it penetrate into your being just then?
Yes.
Did that alter the idea of your association with yourself? Is it true then that God goes with me wherever I go in the factor of my mind? And that the immediacy of it that I recognized 2,000 years ago has never left me. Come on now, you can do this conceptually, human being. You have vivid memories in you right now of 3,000 years ago, or 5, or 10. I'm not concerned about that. I am concerned that conceptually you recognize in the idea of the gravity of the pressure of dark form, which you now describe to me, in which you defend yourself from the light that's all around you, you will suffer from that condition. And that was the conversion of it. And that was the healing of it. Now, perhaps you said, wow, there, that's whoever that is. He's a master teacher. He must be a disciple that you've been. You know, he's not concerned about how the healing is occurring. That's not his responsibility. His responsibility, if you want to use Jesus, is to use the power of the light of a decision that has already been made. You defend yourself by believing that somehow the guy out there can help you. That's impossible. The reason it's impossible is because you're the one that's causing it. Now, the healing becomes much easier if you can recognize that the power of decision is yours to make. It may not solve the problem. And just for a moment, you might perhaps feel the intensity of your inability to solve the problem. That's okay. You want to know why? You can't solve the problem. Turning your will and your life over to the care of God to solve your problem are why you are present in your condition with me, in your condition with me. Here's a moment of that bright formulation of light that you just experienced, and now you're coming into a meeting place where, as we sit together, we're sharing a solution to the problem of being whole and healed without regard except the certainty that utilizing the Holy Spirit, there was never, ever any way in which we could have solved the problem of our perfection in the idea that we were separate from the whole universe. Will you listen with me? Just a little bit about being right here and now. A little bit about being right here in the healing that just occurred in that factor. Yes. Never mind the world. Find it in your mind. And you'll realize that the power is in a whole new continuum of time. Listen to me. This is that moment in space-time that you would keep and make eternal, passed away in heaven too soon for anything to notice that it had come. What disappeared too quickly to affect the simple knowledge of the Son of God can hardly still be there for you to choose to be your teacher. Look with me, only in the past, an ancient past too short to make a world in answer to creation, did this world appear to rise. So very long ago, for such a tiny interval of time, that not one beautiful note in heaven's song was missed. You listen now with me about this. Yet, in each unforgiving act or thought, in every judgment, and in all belief in sin and separation, is that one instant still called back, as if it could be made again in time, because you keep an ancient memory before your eyes, and he who lives in memories alone is totally unaware of where he is. Listen, there's a place in you where this whole world has been forgotten, where no memory of sin and of illusion linger. There's a place in you where time has left and echoes of eternity are heard. There's a resting place so still, no sound except a hymn to heaven rises up to gladden God the Father and the Son, who both abide here with us. And we remember that we are in heaven and in peace. Look with me, we're resting here for a moment to play our final happy game upon this earth. And then we go to take our rightful place where truth abides and games are meaningless. So is the story ended. Let this day bring the last chapter closer to the world, that everyone may learn the tale he reads of terrifying destiny, of defeat of all of his hopes, his pitiful defense against a vengeance he cannot escape, is but his own deluded fantasy. God's ministers have come to awaken him from the dark dreams that this story has evoked in his confusing, bewildering memory of this distorted tale. And God's Son can smile at last on learning that none of this was ever true. And we are no longer, thank you, we are no longer unaware of the idea of the joyous moment of my expression. Say to me, freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, come on. Most of you now, in the new frequency of the conversion of your mind, have made simple recognition that in the concept of yourself, you're not bound in your body. You see that? And if you don't bind yourself within your body, the reflection of the idea of the power of light increases in direct frequency to the power of light that's available to you in the healing process. Trust me with this. The field of energy of light that is surrounding you lasted only for the moment in space-time, when the idea that you could be contained in all the universe occurred. The multiple galactic associations of the billions of galaxies that we see out there are nothing but the containment of our own mind. All I want you to see in the reflection of the replication of the idea of the formulation of other galactic identities using the power of your own mind are what are going to offer us the freedom that you're feeling with me right now. You are free to love without regard to the result that you've been getting. And the moment you don't demand a result to the act of giving, this again, the celebration of the birth of Jesus contained in you each time you decide to carry that out into the world, are the entirety of the power of the realization that the power that you are using is what the universe is. And I am come into a frequency of this containment of the galactic idea of light to shine with you, look with me, in your discovery, to shine in your own light with me. What happens? We begin to recognize each other as not being bodies. We begin to communicate in ideas using the power of our minds, that in no way are connected to our body formulation. My goodness sake, that was bright. Here, here's the ascent as the angels are singing about the birth of Jesus. Oh, is that beautiful? Hark, the herald angels sing. You see that? Oh, come, all ye faithful. Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. We just read together at the beginning of this episode, didn't we? And sharing of this bright light that has now come into this association as we share together this moment of giving and escape out into the universe in our recognition of ourself in the idea that we could have been contained within this body. And that's the love that I'm feeling for you right now. And that's the recognition that this entire continuum of time is over. And the healers going out into the world now are performing these acts in the recognition that Jesus has returned and will be with us now until the end of this sequence of time. So we may share together the love that I'm feeling for you and that we're sharing in the single requirement that we recognize each other as leaving the sequence of time. How very beautiful you look. How very beautiful we look together in sharing that light that showed us in Bethlehem the appearance of our Savior Jesus. So we may say together, God, bless us, each and every one, as we share together in the gift of his birth, the consequent resurrection of himself in this body form. And we can say together, God, bless us, each and every one, and most particularly, the idea of your decision to take the mission of the return of Jesus out into this dark world and let your light shine in the healing process of your body identity, in the healing process of the light that we're seeing.